Botai, just one daily halakha, the laws of ketiva that we learned today, some bottom lines that we came out with. One question that we had was that Hacham Avadia said that it is forbidden on Shabbat to take fingerprints. The fingerprints would be considered roshem, and that would be asur. Photographs on Shabbat would be asur. Writing on Shabbat, one letter, but underneath it is a carbon, and as a result, two letters come out. That would be hayav. It doesn't matter anyway, because writing one letter is asur, but two letters would be asur medoraita. They want to say that would be considered like two letters. Also, the Hacham said, we're not allowed to write, Maran said, on the fog, on the condensation, on the window. If you write a letter, it's going to be hayav. But Chavadiyah said, if you just make a line across, that would not be isur. Regarding some other cases, the Hakam said the case of a cigarette on Yom Tov, where when he smokes it, it erases the name of the cigarette. Chavadiyah wanted to say, you know, not that we're promoting cigarette smoking, but from the ketiva or the mechika aspect of it, it's not a problem, because although it's inevitable, but it's at worst isud the banan, and it's lo echpat le or nonichale. The first picture of the banan, the nonichale, is going to be permissible on Yom Tov. Any other halachot that we came out? We came out also regarding writing with his left hand. Writing with the left hand would be isud the banan. Unless he's using a typewriter, Chama Vadia says, because the typewriter uses both hands. So therefore, on a typewriter, you'd be hayav even if he's using the left hand, because that's the derech. You know, certain letters you write with your right hand, certain letters you write with your left hand. We said then one should not dip his hand, Maran said, in a liquid and make the letters on the table, even though it's not going to be mitkayem. One should not... one is allowed, however, to draw with his fingers in the air, where nothing is going to be traced. He's just making the symbols. Right, just training his hand, and even though somebody can understand something from that. And then he said that there's certain pens that are like invisible ink, that after you write it, the ink dissipates. He advises the doctors on Shabbat to have to write prescriptions to use that pen, so at least they're not going to be over, you know, isud. They're allowed to minimize the isud, not to over anything. They're allowed to write the prescription, but why should they have to be, you know, use a permanent pen? They should get these Shabbat pens that at least make the isud a drop line.